let's take a few minutes here and have a conversation. And so many of you can ask any questions that you might have or make a comment. We'll take about 15 or 20 minutes for this open discussion, and then I will briefly lead you in a closing for this year's teachings. So anyone that would like to discuss or ask a question, please do so now.
Yes, I'm hooked up. I was wondering, during this time of silence, is it okay to do teachings? I've been asked to do teachings like for different religious groups, specifically Morris Science Temple and the teachings of Noble Drew Ali and the Quran of Muhammad and how that relates. I see so much similarity in terms of the love, and at the end of the day, to me, creating the kingdom of God on this planet and the oneness between all these different religious groups coming together in love and bringing forth that fifth dimension, helping to raise the vibration of those that are in chaos and struggling with those things that they struggle with. And one of the other questions I had was, in your incarnations, did you incarnate as Muhammad Noble Drew Ali?
Well, let me say this. The only difference between religions is the limitation of their doctrine and the languaging used. But the origination of those religious formats was based in love. And when that element of love can be maintained, all religions will come together in a unified expression in fifth dimension. That is
yes.
A possibility, and this is the goal of these masters of which you are a member in this crucible, to set the templates in such a way that humans can come back into the unity of their divine expression of Source. Now, I will not get into the different iterations that I have taken over many forms and non-forms. But understand this, that any iteration, any teacher of light, such as Muhammad, originates from the collective consciousness of that source energy. So we all come from that unified source iteration. And then that iteration is expressed in different forms, in different ways, according to the purpose that was divinely intended for a group of individuals, or to bring about a shift and an ascension of their consciousness. So this is what is happening within the group of the Crucible, and within the other group that you are called upon to teach in, because you have a gift that is to be shared. So as to your question, to during this time of quiet, should you be teaching? If this interferes with your time of introspection, then you must decline, because you cannot be the effective teacher and transmitter of that element of love until you go within and recognize who you are. Now, I know you've had previous experiences, but you have not been able to maintain that experience in a stable iteration in a human form. And this will enable you to receive more of that energetically, so that when you teach, whatever comes your mouth is divinely guided by your higher mind, by the source of all that is. So take time for you first, and then briefly make yourself available in minimal ways to begin to set the template for what you are going to be doing in the coming years. Does that answer your question?
Thank you so much. Very much so.
You are very welcome. That was a very good question about disturbing your time of quiet. Anything that disrupts your journey into yourself must be declined. If you are able on occasion to make yourself available and it does not interfere with your process, then you might make yourself available briefly. But make no mistake, this personal journey into the silence will benefit you in ways that you do not recognize at this very moment. This is an opportunity now for you to ask questions where you might have concerns or where you might have confusion in any of the teachings or any of your experiences. So please now, take this opportunity for you.
Hello.
Hello.
During our 3 months of silence and quietude, we recognized that in order to manifest, we require structure. Could you speak about a structure such as the Cosmic Light Temple to be dwelling within during this time?
Well, the Cosmic Light Temple and that process that takes you into that Cosmic Light Temple is a structure. It's an unlimited structure, an energetic structure, a source energy. So it, and when I say structure, I mean that those energetics, as you enter that temple, that cosmic temple, you draw from it what you need at a personal level, at the level that you can receive it. So that is what that structure does for you. Also, other structures are these light templates that you've retrieved from the time locks in certain dimensional sequences and stability. These are structures that help you receive what you need at the level you can receive and use it. And it varies from individual to individual. So the structure isn't a rigid structure. It's an ever-expanding structure, but it gives you a pathway to follow and a way to absorb the energetics and experience them at whatever level is in your highest good. So yes, in this life, in a human form, in a body, structure is helpful because the massiveness of source energy and source light is so massive that it takes specific structures for the human body to absorb specific parts of that light energy. Does that answer your question?
Yes, in some regard, yes. So when we're meditating daily, do we just ask Soul Spirit to guide us in a particular energetic structure for our exploration?
Yes.
And then journal our experiences of that exploration, sort of invoking the light templates and so on?
Yes. And when you journal those experiences, it documents it and brings it more into form. So when you ask for that, you have to make yourself available in the silence to receive it. And then when you journal it, it brings it into more of a form. So in that journal, and we recommend that you buy a special journal for this specific time, and that you write in it often. Don't read what you've written for at least a few days after you have written it, but at least once a week, read your journal to refresh your memory about what you've experienced, because oftentimes you forget in those refined energies.
Is this the format that you utilized going in your sojourns of silence throughout your life here?
Of course I did.
Yeah. Is there anything that I'm not thinking about at the moment that you could shed light on, that you utilized, that would be helpful for all of us?
Well, in my time of withdrawal, I was called upon to fast so that the body and the spirit could be more unified. And the needs of the body were supplied through the light of my journey. So this is a personal thing. Not everyone. You are not required to fast, or even some of you may never be called upon to fast. So here again, there are specific suggestions that are provided for you and are written and will be posted. So, but it is about your individual personal need. So listen to your body, listen to your soul, the wisdom of your soul. This is the benefit of the silence. You have the silence to listen and to receive. You're not disturbed by any outside influences.
Beautiful. Thank
hello.
You.
Yeah, hello. This is Katie. Hi, Yeshua.
Hello, Katie.
Our attention has been repeatedly brought to the third eye in recent sessions. We've been told that it was dramatically changed by the placement of the third light packet in the third strand of DNA. And I was wondering if it would be useful to us at this point, before we go into the silence, to get a better understanding of how to use the third eye and its relationship to the eye of Horus?
Well, the third eye in your energetic system is the first iteration of the all-seeing eye, the knowing, the seeing, through that transparency of any influence, outside of the body. So that's the first one, and that opening is in the frontal lobes of your brain, of your head. So the frontal lobes hold memory. That's a very valuable part of the brain. So as that opening has occurred in the third eye, it becomes a more viable vortex of energy. Now, the eye of Horus is the next dimensional iteration of that, of the third eye. It is part of that complexity. So it affects a different part of the neurology of the brain. It provides an understanding of the complexities of your spirit and the complexities of the teachings that are being brought forth at this time, to be able to process them, not only process the concepts, but take the energetics within the body, alter the body. That's the function of that eye of Horus. And it sits in the middle of your head and is surrounded by those activated, the three crystals. It sits in the middle of that, in your head. So that the function of those three crystals, light crystals, and the positioning of the eye of Horus in the center of that magnifies your ability to think differently, to absorb differently. There is such a magnificent expression through that eye of Horus. It affects the pineal and the pituitary gland. It is coordinated with the Sacred Heart Center, and the flame in that Sacred Heart and the flame within the pineal all are joined and united within the consciousness and the complexity of the Eye of Horus. So there is another eye called the fourth eye, which is an iteration of the element, the fifth element, the element of love, the creativeness that is brought into form in that much more refined frequency bandwidth. It carries a light far beyond the dimensions that can be processed in the human form when the human form itself has ascended its consciousness into more refined states of seventh and eighth dimensions. So these are just very basic, brief concepts of what various iterations of that third eye are.
Wow.
And the energetics behind that. And as we move forward, as I have said, and we bring you along in your consciousness, we uplift you, we helped you access crucial vortices within your energetic system to raise that consciousness to dimensional frequencies that reflect your mastery. Not only reflect your mastery, but amplify that mastery into higher states, a more refined states of light, in full alignment with your divinity and within that source energy from which you were created.
Thank you. I am very much working on altering the physical brain because it seems that its current structure is one of my limitations right now. Is there a way you could suggest to use the third eye of Horus?
Change your languaging. You are in process of creating a function in the brain.
Okay.
That uplifts your ability, not limited by it, but you are in process.
Okay.
So it is in just as you've worked on opening that crown chakra, work on opening that third eye, opening the eye of Horus, seeing those seed crystals sparkle within the center of your head around that eye of Horus. Get yourself into the flow of the energetics and feel them in your body. And then let it take its course. Let it follow the course of what transpires energetically and as well as experiential in the body. Have no expectations. But just follow the path.
I get it. Thank you so very much.
You are very welcome. It's crucial in these times, beloved, that you watch your languaging. Because when you say, I am, and you follow it by a negative connotation of yourself, you are automatically limiting yourself. So when you just alter that thought or that what you are voicing to say, I am in transition, I am approaching, I am bringing in more light, I am bringing in more awareness of myself as a being of light. So be very careful about your languaging, about yourself.
Thank you.
Greetings, Yeshua. This is Joe. Go ahead, continue.
Go right ahead, Joe.
All right. I just, your response to Katie just brought up another question. About the seed crystals, you were describing them as being in the head. The last I remembered, they were described to us as being like on the forehead, two above the brow of the eye and one up higher in the center of the forehead. I wonder if, is there an update on that, updated information, and is there anything else that you might expand on with the seed crystals? How we could use them or something like that.
First of all, that was the first one of the first iterations so that you could get a visual of where exactly those seed crystals were. And they were in the forehead at that time because you were not operating in fifth dimension. These activations of these light templates have changed everything. The amplification has been so dynamic that now those seed crystals are in the center of the head around that pineal and in a perfect location to affect the neurology of the brain as well as affect the consciousness itself. So these seed crystals are now vibrating at a fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional vibration, and they are specifically placed in the brain, in the neurology of the brain, so that the function of that brain can come into a fuller expression. So this is what this amplification and each iteration, we have to meet you where you are at specific times. It's been a while since we revisited those seed crystals. But with this activation of that third eye and the amplification of that, it goes into all parts of these communications and these teachings. So the seed crystals have come online at a different dimensional frequency, a different light frequency, and they are positioned in a better position to not only receive the Eye of Horus, but then hold that Eye of Horus in the most optimal place that is helpful to you as an ascending master.
Okay, so would you have any suggestions for how we might use them or just tune into them and be aware of them?
Be aware of them, tune into them. When you work with that triadic system, that's all in the location of the second triad, the creative vortex. Not only does it affect you you creatively, what you create and how you create, but it alters the way in which you are capable of creating from that fifth element of love. And that compression process in that second triad is a very valuable process. But as you enter a more viable, stable state of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, that compression is less because you are able and capable of holding a much more refined frequency of light. So just by being aware of that and focusing on the specific chakras within the bodily system, these are so helpful to you in this transformational process. So this, we will focus next year a lot on that triadic system and the expansion of that, because the energetics of it are so valuable, because it takes into consideration all of the chakras in your physical body, but the chakra system that is within your light body and above your physical body. They now are descending through that triadic system into the light body and become a more viable presence in the morphic field to your etheric body. So at this point, it's just paying attention to that third eye center and the Eye of Horus and those beautiful seed crystals. They're named seed crystals because they seed Christ consciousness in the mind, the higher mind, your higher mind. So it's not about figuring it out. It's just about putting your attention in different points as you travel through this time of silence and then observing, receive.
Okay. Thank you, brother. That was very informative and helpful. And we always appreciate your guidance and the assistance that you and all these other beings of lighting are providing us. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now, dear ones, it has been a very long session, and we are delighted to have been participating with you in this session. I think if you will review it, listen to it as you enter this time of quiet, after the celebration period of the holiday, you will find it very helpful as you navigate through the silence and learn more about you. So with that, we'd like to close this year's session with a meditation into your light body.